This is WMUK's Let's Hear It. I'm Carol Lawrence with Music of the Moment in West Michigan. My guest is David Baldwin, the executive director of Fontana, and the new summer festival has just been announced. So, David, we're going to go over all of these delightful treats in store for listeners and audiences in West Michigan.
Terrific.
Nice to have you here today.
Thank you.
This is the 2015 Summer Music Festival. Perhaps I should ask again, so I'll just to orient everyone, which season is this for you since you've been director?
This will be my third summer. So I've done two full years, and then this will be the third summer that I'm here.
And I know that when you're putting seasons like this together, the work begins very early. When did you start planning the summer festival?
Generally, anywhere from a year and a half to 2 years in advance.
That's a long time.
Yes.
So connections in the music community, the worldwide music community, are very important. You keep these relationships going for years and years.
It's a small world, the music world. And so, yes, absolutely. It's same people, often in different places, but yeah.
And what do you look for as a good balance for a summer festival?
I would say, well, the core of what we do, you know, the string quartet or the piano trio literature, but I like to kind of mix it up and sort of expand on what chamber music, how it's defined. So, for instance, the first concert we have is on July 11th, and it's not what necessarily people would consider chamber music, but it is in its own way. It's called the Sleepy Man Banjo Boys, and these are three brothers from New Jersey, of all places, who play bluegrass and you know, roots Americana music, and they are 12, 16, and 17 in age. And the little one, who's 12, is the banjo player, and that's where they got their name from, was because when he's been playing for quite a number of years, and the banjo was too heavy for him when he was little, when he was practicing for long periods of time, so he had to lay down in order to practice. So that's where they got their name from.
Sleepy Man.
Yes.
Banjo Boys.
Yes.
12 years old. Is that about the youngest you've ever seen on the series?
It must be, yeah.
Besides maybe the Vienna Choir.
Choir Boys, that's yeah. True. That's true.
They're that same age range, but they've yes. got strength in numbers.
They do, yes.
So this young performer, is he very green, or you said he's been playing for a long time?
He's amazing. He's, you know, a prodigy. In and of itself. They're all actually really quite accomplished for their ages, and they've kind of gone viral on YouTube. They've had 3 million hits on YouTube. They've been on the David Letterman show. They've been on Jimmy Kimmel Live, and it's just a lot of fun. They're just really terrific.
The show begins at 7:30 on July 11th.
Yes.
And you've picked a terrifically appropriate venue.
Yes, this is the Nature Center Barn. Which I guess they probably redid it about 2 years ago, refurbed it, and it's just a perfect setting for this kind of thing, and it'll just be a lot of fun.
I imagine the Sleepy Boys will enjoy it, too.
I'm sure they will.
Even though they're from New Jersey, maybe you should put them up, you know, on the
exactly.
strip. So you can actually go to YouTube and find lots of videos of this group.
Yes.
Sleepy Man Banjo Boys. Well, thanks to you, we have something to listen to from this group. Is this a recent recording they've made?
It is, and it's Earl Scruggs, who is a very famous banjo player. He kind of made the whole three-finger on a five-string banjo technique popular. Most people probably knew him in his day, those that were not familiar with bluegrass. He wrote and performed the theme to the Beverly Hillbillies. And so I think he was quite famous for that.
Well, let's listen to Foggy Mountain Breakdown, played by the Sleepy Man Banjo Boys. sounds like you're listening to Grassroots here on WMUK. But we are previewing the Fontana Summer Music Festival, which kicks off with the Sleepy Man Banjo Boys on July 11th at the Kalamazoo Nature Center Barn. And that's a new venue and a very appropriate place to hear this kind of music. You're hoping to fit a lot of folks into this barn. People can find details right now at the website fontanachamberarts.org. Would you give me an overview of the entire time span, the full festival? How long is this going to be?
So it runs from July 11th through the 25th, and there are 5 concerts during the 2 weeks.
And where are you staging? They're not all at the Kalamazoo Nature Center barn, are they?
No, the first one is the only one at the barn. Then 2 of the concerts are going to be at the Kalamazoo Nature Center auditorium, which Fontana people will be very familiar with. We're going back there this year. One of the concerts will be in Wellspring Theater at the Epic Center. And the final concert will be here at Western in the Williams Theater.
All right, so we can follow Fontana for the festival between July 11th and 25th.
Yes.
Okay, to follow up the Sleepy Man Banjo Boys, what do you have?
So the next one is a group called the Aeolus Quartet. And I was asked this year to be on this panel of 3 at the Chamber Music America Conference in New York to adjudicate all of these young artists' showcases. And so we had like maybe 90 CDs that we were first given that we had to sort of do blind hearings. And they were, I don't know, the second or the third group that I heard. And I was just like, wow, if this is the level that, you know, I'm going to be judging, I don't know how I'm going to do this. But they were really, really terrific. And then I got to hear them in New York in January when I was at the conference. And they're a really stunning group.
I'm more curious to hear about, you know, how you evaluate artists that are playing at this level where you don't hear missed notes, you don't hear bad rhythm.
It definitely just becomes about musicianship at that point and musicality, because all of them, you know, are technically very proficient. And it was interesting going further into the process. So after we weeded out, I guess you weed out maybe the first 30, and then the second round you weed out the next 30. But then you get to see their bios, you get to see their websites, you get to see a lot more about them. And so a lot more goes into your decision-making process than just pure music. But that's first and foremost what happened. Yeah,
that sounds very tiring on your ears.
It was.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we had several months to do it, so it's not like we did it in one sitting kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That really wouldn't be fair to the final
group. Anyone, yeah. Right.
So they're called the Aeolus Quartet.
Yes.
And what did you find out about them?
So Aeolus is a Greek word, and it means the catcher of the winds, the 4 winds. And essentially what it is taking the 4 winds and creating it into one, and that's where they got their name from.
Are they based in any city or school?
In New York, at the Juilliard School. They're the graduate resident string quartet at Juilliard.
So they all attend the school and are graduate students?
Correct.
And they're the resident quartet?
Yes.
Would that mean they study very closely with the Juilliard string quartet?
They do, yeah. Both the Juilliard, the Guarneri's, as well as the Meroe quartet they've worked with.
So Aeolus, they must be in their early 20s, mid-20s?
Mid-20s, yes.
Yeah. What struck you about their playing?
I think the maturity of it. I was really quite shocked because, you know, these showcases that we were adjudicating generally are you know, young artists that are applying to get into the music business and, you know, to have people hear them at this big conference. And they seemed like they were a seasoned quartet that had been working together for 20 years. So it was pretty stunning.
Because it takes a lot of work and maturity to actually become a seasoned quartet.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, many of these quartets, I mean, if you look at the Juilliards, they've been playing together for almost 70 years. Now, different personnel, but they've been together as a quartet for 69 years, I think it is. But even the Emersons, you know, for 40 years. The Guarneri's definitely were around for at least 50 years.
So they learn from the best.
They have, yes.
Aeolus Quartet. So they have been through some competitions and been singled out as prize winners here and there.
Yes. Actually, internationally as well, not just in the U.S., but they've won a couple of competitions in Germany and in the Netherlands as well.
Oh, wow. What program are they going to bring? Did you get to choose what kind of program they'd play?
Yeah, there were a couple of different options. And so the one that I chose was Haydn, Schulhoff, and Beethoven. And the Schulhoff is a terrific piece that may not be so familiar to people, and that's sort of why I wanted to have that, you know, in the mix. But of course, the Haydn and Beethoven will be fairly familiar. The recording that we have here, unfortunately, they haven't recorded any of those pieces, but they have recorded the Brahms String Quartet Number 1, and the recording we have here is the first one, and first movement. And it's really interesting with Brahms. He waited, like, I think he wrote about 20 quartets, and he threw them all out before he actually published this one relatively late. I think he was in his 40s by the time that he finally published a string quartet. It's too bad. I'd love to hear the other 20, but...
Yeah, why would he destroy those?
Right.
But let's listen to the Aeolus Quartet and their way with Brahms here.
Yes.
From New York, that's the Aeolus Quartet and music of Brahms from the Quartet Number 1. My guest is the artistic director of Fontana, and we're discussing the 2015 Summer Music Festival. Would you tell us once again when the Aeolus Quartet visits Kalamazoo?
They will be here on the 14th of July. It's our second concert.
And what venue for this concert?
And this one is the Kalamazoo Nature Center, the auditorium, so this will be indoors. It won't be the barn like the first one.
All the details for people interested in tickets and times are online at fontanachamberarts.org.
Yes.
And you can always pick up the phone and dial 382-7774.
That's it.
Talk to Betsy or...
Brittany.
Lot of nice folks down there. There are packages available. It is cheaper if you buy the full season.
Correct.
And there are even very low-cost student tickets that may or may not be available on concert days.
So, right.
Right. A lot of options. FontanaChamberArts.org. So we've talked about the Sleepy Man Banjo Boys and listened to Foggy Mountain Breakdown, which was truly a highlight of my week.
Right.
And then the Brahms from the Aeolus Quartet. And again, their program is...
It starts with the Haydn string quartet in D major, then the Schulhoff five pieces for string quartet, and then the Beethoven B flat major quartet, the Opus 130.
Well, next up you have a trio, and that can be a pretty open concept. I mean, there's a trio of bluegrass players to start the season, but in the terms of classical music, that usually means violin, cello, and piano.
Often, yes.
Is that the case on in
it is trio? The case, you know, here. They're called the Neve Trio. An interesting group. They formed together at the Cleveland Institute. So you have a Scottish pianist, a Russian cellist, and an American violinist. The name Neve is a Gaelic term or Gaelic word, meaning bright or radiant.
Do they play any Celtic stuff? You know, that's something I would really like to hear.
Not that I'm aware of, yes.
Okay. So they're trained as classical musicians.
Yes.
And they have that wonderful hundreds of years history of repertoire of piano trio literature.
Yes. Some of the best, actually. It's great literature.
Now, earlier you talked about being one of the people that went through like 90 young artists and groups to see which ones were really standouts.
This was another one of them. Really? So they were also a Chamber Music America showcase that they wound up in the finals as well. And it was actually a really good thing to do. I'm quite happy to have been asked for that because there were a lot of fines in that.
So it almost feels like you put in the work to really find the very best you could find here.
Yes.
Yeah. So the Neve Trio, tell me the concert time and place.
It is July 21st at 7:30, and this is in the Wellspring Theater in the Epic Center.
Downtown Kalamazoo.
Yes.
And what will they be playing?
An awesome program of Schubert and Dvorak. So it's very meat and potatoes. It's the Schubert Trio number 1 and the Dvorak Trio number 3.
I asked earlier about Aeolus if they won competitions and awards and things like that. Has this trio been through the same circuit?
They have very much so. And in fact, they're currently in residence at San Diego State University.
Oh, very nice.
Yes.
From Cleveland to San Diego. Not bad.
Not bad, yeah.
The Neve Trio performs on July 21st at 7:30 downtown at the Wellspring Theater in the Epic Center. And have you brought along a piece of music to listen to?
Yes. Unfortunately, they haven't recorded either of the pieces that they'll be performing here, but this is the Faure Piano Trio in D minor, and it's the first movement.
Okay. Again, the Neve Trio are an American, Russian, and Scottish group.
Yeah, that's great.
It looks like Anna Williams, violin, Mikhail Veselov, cello, and Tony James, piano. Here they are in Music of Faure. That's from the Faure Piano Trio, and we heard a wonderful fresh performance from the Neve Trio that was brought here today by David Baldwin, the director of Fontana. We're talking about the Summer Festival, which was announced this week, and you can find full details right now at fontanachamberarts.org. Any last thoughts about the Neve Trio coming to Kalamazoo?
No, I'm just very excited, and it's just such great repertoire for them to be doing both the Schubert and the Dvorak that I think it's a meaty program, but I think that they have the maturity to really pull it off well.
Again, they were standouts when you recently reviewed over 90 some groups and ensembles for Chamber Music America.
Correct.
Wow. So they rose to the top.
Yep.
And I do like the name Neve, a Gaelic word meaning bright, shining.
Radiant, yes. Radiant. Exactly.
Lovely. Well, again, details are online at fontanachamberarts.org. And it's handy to use the online as a resource because the venue changes during this festival several times.
Yes, there are 4 different venues. And 5 concerts.
Yeah, they're all in the month of July, between July 11th through the 25th.
Yes.
We've already talked about the Sleepy Man Banjo Boys, these young virtuosos, these prodigies, all in their teens, the Mazzoni brothers are from New Jersey who play fantastic Americana. Then the Aeolus Quartet, the Juilliard College Quartet in Residence.
Yes.
The Neve Trio that started off at Cleveland, you said.
Correct.
And now live
in San Diego,
California.
Yeah.
What's next?
So the next one is the Catalyst Quartet, and they hail from the Sphinx competition in Detroit. And the Sphinx competition and the whole organization sort of exists to promote and to support people of color within the classical music world. And it's a great organization. They've produced some really very fine musicians. And the Catalyst Quartet is one of these groups. They are based at Oberlin now, and Sphinx has a relationship with Oberlin, so it's the Sphinx Institute at Oberlin College. And they're just a terrific group. They not only perform, but they also write a lot of their own music, or also arrange, like, for instance, on this particular program, they've arranged a bunch of traditional pieces that should be quite fun, but they also do a lot of contemporary, I mean, they can do any kind of music, but they do a lot of contemporary music and really try to promote that as well.
This quartet, made up of Latino and African American players,
right,
is not trying to win at the so-called white person's game of white string quartets.
They're doing their own thing.
They
yeah.
really are. And yep. they're writing their own music and right. blazing their own trail. And I love the Michigan connection
yes.
here. Aaron Dworkin founded the Sphinx competition, I think, a little over 15 years.
I was going to say 20, but I don't yeah. know. Yeah, it's a while.
And in just that short time, you know, we've seen this competition produce amazing players.
Yes.
And not only that, great concerts.
Indeed.
here at Western, the Sphinx Virtuosi, which is, I think, a larger string ensemble, visit on tour as they tour every year, I think, and go end up in Carnegie Hall.
Right.
Some of their concerts at Western have been just outstanding
yes.
playing. So the Catalyst Quartet is an offshoot of the Sphinx competition. And I've just enjoyed a new recording from them in the studio. They've made their own arrangement of Bach's Goldberg Variations. But what are they playing on July 23rd?
So for us, they'll open with the Ives String Quartet No. 1, which is an amazing piece. It's not at all what you would expect from Ives. I think some people hear Ives and they get a little scared. But it's very early string quartet for him, and it's almost more of... parts of it almost seem more like a Lutheran hymn than they do anything scary that, you know. Anyway, so it's a great piece. The second piece that they're doing is a Golioff piece. Then they do a Marcus Goddard piece. And then they end with the Smetana String Quartet No. 1, which is a great piece as
and
well.
And you did mention the popular American folk songs.
Yes.
They've arranged for themselves.
Yes.
Well, so it has a real...
eclectic feel.
Yeah, yeah. America's style program. And I agree, the Ives Quartet from the Salvation Army is just full of hymns and unusual...
And I think that the program has this overall arch of folk music. I think that's what they're getting, because even the Smetana is that way as well. But Ives very much feels folksy.
That will be at the Kalamazoo Nature Center.
Correct.
On July 23rd at 7:30 p.m. And details are at fontanachamberarts.org or 382-7774. So we're near the end of this season. Why don't we take a short break and listen to the Catalyst Quartet?
This is the Emerson's playing, because they haven't recorded the Ives right. yet, but this is the Emerson String Quartet playing the Ives String Quartet No. 1. Thank you.
We heard music from the String Quartet No. 1 by Charles Ives. See, now that's a very pleasant piece.
Very palatable, yes.
My guest is the director of Fontana, David Baldwin, who is bringing a list of fantastic artists to town in July for the Fontana Summer Music Festival. And we just heard a selection from the program of the Catalyst Quartet. They're a terrific group of Latino and African-American players, and their program looks to be filled with folk melodies from the Americas and a little bit from Bohemia, perhaps.
A little South America as well, so golly huff.
That concert is July 23rd at the Kalamazoo Nature Center. We have already reviewed the Sleepy Man Banjo Boys, Aeolus Quartet, Neve Trio, and Catalyst Quartet. And what is the final concert we have?
The final concert is Occidental Gypsy. And they're essentially a gypsy jazz band, sort of from the Django Reinhardt tradition of the Paris Hot Club or the Hot Club of Detroit, very similar to them. A terrific group of young guys that come from all over the place. I deal mostly with Brett Feldman, who is a guitar player in the group, and he's based in Rhode Island, but some of them are in New Orleans. I think one is in Texas, and one is somewhere in the Northwest in Portland or somewhere. Ooh. So they come from all over.
Now, just to clarify, you didn't say Accidental Gypsy.
Occidental, with an O, yes.
Referring to somewhere in Europe, I guess.
Correct.
Right. So gypsy jazz might be one of those traditions where you can learn the general playlist and then get together and play with anybody.
Correct. Yep.
It's very high energy music.
It is.
And who takes the crazy solos in this group?
They switch it up between the lead guitar player and then the violinist. It depends on which song it is. But
and how are they backed up?
Then you also have a bass player. And you have guitar and vocals and the percussion.
Were they here? It rings a bell. Were they here on another season?
Yes. So we had them here last summer as part of our Third Thursday series of free concerts in the park. And unfortunately, theirs was the only concert that got rained out. And so we wound up moving it to the Methodist Church. And gypsy jazz and sort of the ecclesiastical setting of a church just really didn't work very well together, for me, at least aesthetically. And so I really wanted to give them a shot to come back and to do their thing. And they'll be doing it in the Williams Theater here at Western.
Oh, so just down the road from where we sit.
Right.
The Williams Theater, I've seen that set up for cafe seating?
Yes, and that's exactly what it'll be. The Gilmore Piano Festival uses it quite a bit. In fact, even our last collaboration with the Gilmore, with Jason Moran, we used that. And it's a perfect setting for jazz.
I can't believe I've waited 50 minutes into this interview to ask, but what about ice cream and Fontana?
They're one and the same, yes. We will have Plainwell ice cream at nearly every concert, not the concerts in the park. But yeah, no, for all of the other concerts, we will have our long-standing tradition of Plainwell ice cream.
Well, listeners, that's the 2015 Summer Music Festival. Details are available at fontanachamberarts.org or 382-7774. Now, we still have a few minutes left in this hour, and I'd like to bring listeners' attention to a jazz series that is also part of your activity this summer.
Yeah, so this is a collaboration that we do with the Arts Council of Greater Kalamazoo, as well as the City of Kalamazoo, Parks and Recreation Department. Last year was the first time we did it. We called it Third Thursdays. This year we have changed it to just Thursdays in the Park, which makes my job a lot easier. Finding artists that were limited to just the third Thursday was tricky. So anyway, it's Thursdays in the Park. It's a series of three concerts. In June, July, and August. They're all free, and we have some terrific artists that we're bringing in this year.
Would you tell us who they are?
Sure. The first one is on June 25th, and it's John Pizzarelli, very famous guitar and vocalist. And the second one is on July 30th, and that's Nat Zagree, the son of the late Steve Zagree, whom will be very familiar, of course, to Kalamazoo audiences. And the last concert is on August 27th, and it's the Herlin Reilly Quartet. And Herlin Reilly is this master drummer, worked with Wynton Marsalis for many, many years, and that's how I got to know him from being on tour. And every time he would play, it was just like, just amazing.
Another level. So,
yeah, exactly.
And I can't imagine how many people must have come up to you and said, you should look at Nat Zagree for something related
Absolutely,
to Fontana.
Absolutely, yeah. No, I mean, both Nat and, of course, Steve were very, very well regarded in this community.
That's great. Well, here at the end of the hour, let's listen to some gypsy jazz from Occidental. And if we have time, maybe we can find a selection from one of the Thursdays in the Park featured groups. But let's first take a break for Occidental Gypsy. That's a great little tune from Occidental Gypsy. And here at the end of the hour, my guest, David Baldwin, is we're talking about the Summer Festival. And the Summer Festival ends on with Occidental Gypsy. Again, tell us the date of that concert.
On July, this is the 25th. That's our last concert, and it's in the Williams Theater at 7:30.
Right, and that's, so don't picture the Nature Center, don't picture the Bronson Park, picture Kalamazoo's the Gilmore Theater Complex right now on the Western Campus.
Correct.
With some nice cafe seating. That should be nice. So again, how can people find out full details on Fontana and get in touch?
Everything's available on our website at fontanachamberarts.org, O-R-G, or by calling us at 269-382-7774.
Those concerts are all available there. And do not forget, free concerts from Fontana with the Arts Council of Greater Kalamazoo and the City of Kalamazoo.
Right.
You're teaming up for a jazz series.
This is all
series.
Sponsored by the Irving S. Gilmore Foundation, which we're very grateful to.
That series begins June 25th. There's a concert, a Thursday concert in June on the 25th. Concert in July on the 30th, also a Thursday, and the final Thursday is August 27th. John Pizzarelli, Nat Zagree, and Herlin Reilly Quintet.
And all of these concerts take place at 6 p.m. in the park.
Oh, right after work.
Yes.
Just don't get in the car, walk straight to the park.
Right.
Well, David, thank you so much. It's really great to chat with you again.
Thank you.
And we'll be back together to talk about the fall and winter season when September hits, right?
That sounds great.
Okay. Well, let's let folks listen to a little tune from John Pizzarelli, a tune we should know
probably
pretty
be
well.
Familiar with, yeah.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I got a gal in Kalamazoo. I don't want to boast, but I know she's the toast of Kalamazoo, zoo, 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 zoo. Years have gone by, my, my, how she grew. I liked her looks when I carried her books in Kalamazoo, zoo, zoo, zoo. I'm gonna send a wire, hop aboard a flyer, leaving today.